So, if someone says we can drink but not become drunk, how do we respond to them? Now, in some cultures, drinking is just a part of their, the
Drinking
normal
might
part
be.
of their just whole way of living. And there are people who do drink, but they don't get addicted in the sense of becoming compulsive drinkers. So that possibility is definitely there. But at the same time, there is a danger that is being quoted over there. Because whatever we do repeatedly, even if it is a regulated quantity, that gives us some kind of shelter. No, I feel good by doing this. And when I do that, then later on, whenever something makes me feel bad, at that time, in order to seek shelter, we fall back on that which makes us feel good. And then, so in the normal course of life, such people will never become drunk. But when some serious problems come in their life, they will be especially vulnerable to getting drunk at that time.
Because that will make them
Because
feel that good.
they have the experience of feeling good through that activity, and instinctively the mind will go towards that. So, it's like, say, somebody can say that I can walk on the very edge of a road, which is on the edge of which there's a cliff. I can walk cautiously and I will not fall. That possibility is there. But at any time, if they just become habituated to walking there that way, and if they are inattentive, they can slip and fall. So, in general, the capacity to indulge and fall is much greater. So that's the first point. The second point is that we have to differentiate between the if we are really serious human beings are interested in essential human values or ultimate human purpose or the most important things in our life. Now we do need to think about the difference between the cultural and the essential. Just because something is a part of our culture doesn't make it essential. So now, somebody may say that, oh, you can become addicted to food also. Yeah, but food is essential for living. So no, somebody may say that by that token, if you're saying you should not drink because you can become drunk, somebody say you can become addicted to food also. Should we stop eating food? But food is essential for our living. Now, wine is not essential for living. So, it may be a part of our culture and that's why it's normal, but it's not essential. So, on one side, it is not essential. On the other side, it can be dangerous. When one becomes addicted, and the possibility is much more when one is habituated, even if in regulated quantity. And thirdly, even in the regulated quantity, the consumption of wine does lead to the degradation of human consciousness because different substances affect our consciousness differently. So, alcohol in its various forms, it has a mind altering property to it, which takes our consciousness down towards the mode of ignorance, towards tamoguna. Now, people may not understand the concept of mode of ignorance, but the whole idea that after drinking, by over drinking, people become crazy. By over drinking, people act like crazy, do terrible things. Well, that is a clear indication that drinking does affect our moods. It affects our thinking. It affects our behavior. Now, that is at a very visible and gross level. when we drink a lot.
Right.
But even when we drink less, although the effect may not be that visible and gross, but regularly drinking, even at that regulated level, has its effect. And therefore, a person who wants to raise their consciousness upwards, they prefer to avoid such things because they're trying to raise their consciousness, and by taking substances which bring their consciousness down. So it will be more difficult for people who are habituated to the culture as a part of their culture to give it up, but at least to recognize that it is non-essential, to recognize that it is detrimental to the elevation of our consciousness, and to recognize that it is potentially hazardous. Those can be reflections with which one can resist the temptation to think that we can drink without getting drunk.